The Feast of the Dedication, also called the Feast of Hanukkah, is celebrated annually for 8 days by the followers of Judaism. It commemorates the cleansing of the temple after the desecration by the Syrians. You can read more about this in Maccabees chapter 4. The feast has also been called the Feast of Illumination, and it is a time of great joy and celebration, much like Mother's Day today. Walking in Solomon's portico, or porch, the east wall of the outer court of the temple, we find Jesus talking with the people gathered there. There may have been foreigners, as well as the locals in the group that Jesus was speaking with. And the locals ask, "Are you the Messiah, yes or no?" Have you ever been asked, "Are you busy on Friday night?" You know this question is often asking something else. Anything from, "Do you want to spend time with me?" to, "Can I impose on you to watch my 3 kids, 2 dogs, and 5 cats while I go see a movie?" By asking Jesus if he was the Messiah, they may have been asking him, "Are you going to seize the throne? Are you going to lead an army to get rid of the Roman oppression? And wouldn't that be great if during the Feast of Illumination, the joy of celebration turned to the joy of the illumination of the hero who would save them from the occupation?" Jesus doesn't give a straight answer. I think because he can't really give a simple answer without it being misunderstood. Yes, I am the Messiah. No, not in the way you think. Yes, there will be peace. No, the Roman rule will continue. Instead, Jesus teaches those listening something that is, I think, more useful than a soundbite, a tool to moving forward into the future. "The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me." He says, "Look at the evidence. Weigh it. See it for yourself." Jesus points to his actions. "This is the kind of Messiah I am." Actions such as teaching truth with authority, welcoming the lost, feeding the hungry, raising the dead to life. He is a Messiah who brings peace and love. And then he says, "But you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep." Belong to my sheep. It's so important to humans to belong, isn't it? What does that even mean, to belong to Jesus' sheep? Well, Jesus says his sheep recognize his voice and follow him. And to follow Jesus means to do as he does, teaching truth with authority, welcoming the lost, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, bringing peace and love. His sheep will recognize the Messiah in Jesus, and they are given eternal life by Jesus. In today's Revelation reading, we see a vision of what that might look like. No hunger, no cold, no tears. People from every nation, from all tribes, all peoples, all languages, one flock, one shepherd. And he makes it clear that this gift is not given to us because we were born into belonging, or even because we were admitted through some conversion process. Anyone who believes has the same inheritance. For that's what we want when we belong, isn't it? To be a member of something, to have community, and to enjoy the perks of belonging. So which comes first, the believing or the belonging? I don't know. And I kind of feel this might be above my pay grade anyways. I have no doubt that God loves all humanity. As we see so clearly in the reading from Revelation, where it describes the multitude that no one can count. And I know we have been gifted with free will, the ability to choose what we believe and what we don't, and when we believe it. For myself, I know I believe things differently than I believed them 20 years ago, or 40 years ago. I think the important thing for us, though, is not who else is getting the same perks we are in this sheep pen, and by extension, who is not in the sheep pen with us, but whether or not we belong to Jesus' sheep, and to make sure that we are listening to Jesus' voice. We hear people profess Christ, but their actions don't seem to match. They do things that promote hate. They keep the marginalized in the margins. They sow chaos. They amass fortunes at the expense of others. These are not the voices we should be following, whether they use their lips to proclaim Christ or not. Jesus tells us that as his sheep, we will listen to his voice. How do we know that it's his voice we hear? We know when the actions match his, teaching truth with authority, welcoming the lost, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, raising the dead to life, bringing peace and love. And this is what we're called to do, isn't it? This is our vocation when we are called to follow Jesus. Jesus knows his sheep. He knows that we are imperfect and we make mistakes, that we don't always get it right or be as loving as we could be. Peter's example comes to mind. But fortunately, Jesus doesn't kick us out of the sheep pen when we screw up. Even after Peter's denial during Holy Week, he was reaffirmed in his vocation in last week's gospel. And we know that Peter goes on to continue the work that the Lord had given him. As Isaiah points out, Jesus was pierced for our transgressions. Through his act on the cross, we are brought peace and healed. We can stay in the sheep pen. And that is good news for us indeed, worthy of great joy and celebration. So let us continue to be a community of Jesus' sheep, to illumine the Messiah, whether or not others believe, or even recognize the voice that spurs us on to actions like teaching truth with authority, welcoming the lost, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, raising the dead to life, bringing peace and love. Holy God, keep us always in the fold of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Shepherd. Amen.